KTBB News Time, 753, 76 degrees in Longview, 78 degrees right now in Tyler, and a good morning to you, East Texas. It is time now for You Tell Me Texas with KTBB owner and general manager Paul Gleiser.
Good
morning, Chief.
Well, good morning, Jeff. We are sponsored by the Keepersall Collection of Estate-Grown Wines and by the restaurant and grand tasting room at Keepersall, East Texas, East Texas destination, south of Tyler, off of FM 344. It is taken as political gospel that it is the Democratic Party and the Democratic Party alone that truly cares about the plight of black people in America. I believe it can be fairly said that Democrats have a race fixation, maybe call it a fetish. We saw that clearly Wednesday when Donald Trump appeared at the annual meeting of the National Association of Black Journalists in Chicago. ABC's Rachel Scott began the Q&A with Trump with the clear intent of putting Trump on defense. That led to this question.
Do you believe that Vice President Kamala Harris is only on the ticket because she is a black woman?
Well, I can say no. I think it's maybe a little bit different. I've known her a long time indirectly, not directly very much. She was always of Indian heritage, and she was only promoting Indian heritage. I didn't know she was black until a number of years ago when she happened to turn black, and now she wants to be known as black. So I don't know, is she Indian or is she black?
Well, the media, of course, are beside themselves. The truth is, Trump got rope-a-doped. He should have said it doesn't matter whether she was a diversity hire or not. Race shouldn't matter at all. And in his defense, Trump didn't just pull his assertion about Kamala Harris out of thin air. It came from an interview in 2016 when she was running for Senate from California.
The Democratic Party for a very long time, not just this election cycle, has been doing a lot of active outreach around South Asians, around the API in general, and will continue to do it. I mean, what we know in particular when you're talking about the South Asian community, we're talking about the Indian community more specifically, it is a growing community in the United States. In terms of its voting bloc, in terms of its participation, and I think the party knows that and knows that this is part of our collective community, and there needs to be outreach and inclusion.
And certainly you could become the first Indian senator in U.S. history, which would be quite an accomplishment.
Not quite.
Yeah, well, there you go. Nothing better illustrates the Democrats' race fetish. When it suited Kamala's convenience to be Indian, she was Indian. Now it suits her to be black, so she's black. Since 1964, Democrats have done a masterful job of demagoguing race for political gain, while Republicans have largely just rolled over. As a result, black voters vote for Democrats at the rate of up to 90%. But what has that demagoguery actually done for black voters? Why, in 2024, with Democrats having overseen government for more of the past 60 years than Republicans, are blacks dealing with so many problems of 1964? That's the question that black voters should be asking the first, now black, woman to run for president. It's a question Trump should ask at every rally. That's my word, what's yours? Go to YouTellMeTexas.com, and you tell me. Well, I have news of a brand new addition to the Keepersall collection to share with you. It's Keepersall's Maria Petronella Bubbly. Maria Petronella is the grandmother to Marnell and Velme, the daughters of Keepersall founder, the late Pierre Devet. This sparkling wine comes in two versions, dry and semi-sweet. You Prosecco fans are going to love the semi-sweet version. The dry version has a bit more body and, in addition to being great on its own, works quite well as the basis for a summertime cocktail. They can maybe hear a mimosa. So here's my invitation. Maria Petronella Bubbly is an estate-only offering. It's not in stores. So get yourself to the Grand Tasting Room at Keepersall and ask to try it. And yes, of course, tell them I sent you, and your first taste, as always, is on me. Then enjoy it there on the estate and take some home. So go south on Broadway to FM 344, left under the bridge for a mile and a half to the Keepersall entrance gate on your left, and then follow the signs. There's more at Keepersall.com.